Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the first full weekend of September. The weather's looking good. Plenty to do around town. So let's start outdoors in McKinney. The Herd Museum kicks off their 20th annual Dinosaurs Live. This is a walkthrough event on their trails with 14 life-size animatronic dinosaurs, including a 40-foot T-Rex. They move. They roar. There's even an outdoor fossil dig. Admission starts at $12, open pretty much every day through March. In Grapevine, Italian Car Fest at Nash Farms shows off more than 90 classic and modern Italian cars. Fiats, Alfa Romeros, Ferraris, Lamborghinis. You'll see them all Saturday starting at 10. In downtown Grand Prairie, Pickle Fest takes over Saturday from 10 to 2. They're celebrating all things pickles and pickleball with more than 80 vendors, lots of live music, pickleball games, and even pickle snow cones. Admission and parking for Pickle Fest in downtown Grand Prairie, absolutely free. The Bush Presidential Center debuts a brand new display, Game Changer, United by Sports, exploring the moments when athletics united the nation. We're talking about Jesse Owens in 1936, Jackie Robinson and breaking the color barrier to President Bush's first pitch after 9/11. Admission is included with your museum ticket. At Galleria Dallas, Boo takes you inside the eerie Boomont Hotel for an immersive hour-long adventure filled with mysterious rooms, interactive spaces, and tons of strange photo ops. Tickets start at $20, and the spooky fun runs through November. And the Dallas Symphony Orchestra brings Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in concert to the Meyerson all weekend. You watch the movie on the big screen. While the symphony performs the score live, fans can enjoy themed food, photo backdrops, and even come in costume if you'd like. Tickets starting at $68. And that's what's happening around town. I'm John Little. You can find all these events and more at krld.com/aroundtown.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.